fourth parak of Bava Vasa, Mishnah Test, ninth Mishnah. Avaloi Mochum, Vais Avonim She'enon Litzolko, Vais Avonim She'vekerim She'enon Litzolko. Not including the sale, stones which are not necessary for the use of the field, not these reeds that are in the vineyard that are not necessary for supporting the vines, Lois Tvush of Tvush Merakaka. If there's wheat that has already been harvested, it's not included. When he said that I'm selling you the field and everything that's inside of it, then everything's included. Even if he said everything inside of it, which included all these other things which are not really part of the field, but if there's this patch of reeds which is more than the size of this base roiva, that's considered, a base roiva is 10 and a fifth amas by 10 and a fifth amas approximately. So that already is considered as a separate entity and it's not included in the field, even if you say, hu v'chol mashavatoicha. Chol mashavatoicha means the stones and the grain and everything else that's in the field. But this is an independent field. Yeah, but it's not also considered part of the field. It's a structure which is not a field. If you have this watch house which is cemented, these two large trees are considered separate entities, also not part of the field. If there's a well there, or a wine press, or not a bird coat, whether they are not being used or they are being used, period. Now it says, now that we said that he left out certain things from the field that he kept for himself, so when he wants to go to those things, to that tree or to that well, does he have to ask permission, or do we say that he automatically left for himself a path to get there? So this is a machlok based on previous Mishnayos. Tzachli kachalodev de Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva says that as a person sells, he does gives the best deal to the one who bought the field, and therefore he gets the best deal for the one who bought the field. And therefore, if he left for himself a well, for example, the Balabai said only owns the well, now has to get permission or buy a path to get to his well. Chachamai remains self. They say no. If you sell something, you keep for yourself the, and you left something behind, you leave for behind everything you need, and therefore, including what you left behind is the road to the well. If he said explicitly that I'm not selling these things, then the fact that he said that extra lotion implies that ain't tzach likach l'derech. Mochon la'acher, if he sold them to somebody else, the other way around, Akiva says, if he sold somebody else a well, then it's included in that the weight of the well, because once again he gives the one who bought it the benefit of the deal. Chacham disagree, they said no, he kept for himself the benefit of the deal, and therefore he'll have to, if he sold it to that person will have to buy out also independently a way to get to as well. All that has been discussed now is b'moicha. If you give a gift to somebody, then we say you give it ba'ayin yofe, and we say everything is included. All the things that we said are not included in the sale in this entire perek are included when you give a gift. If you give a field, everything in the field is included. What's mechuba, not mechuba? There is a discussion in the Rishon exactly how much is included. The akoltim, one of the basic things mentioned in the Mishnah, are included. Acham shechoku, brothers that got inheritance and now they're splitting the inheritance. Zachav basad, zachav bakulam. If one person got a field, then we also say that everything in the field goes to him, not just the minimum things. Hamachzik nichzik ager, hechzik basad, hechzik bakulam. If a person took control of the property of a ger who died, which is hefker now, when he takes control of the field, we automatically assume he's taking control of everything in the field. Makdish asodik, this is kulam. The person's makdish a field. Also, we say that he's makdish ba'ayin yofa, and he's makdish everything in the field. Also, even the things that are not the permanent parts of the field. Rabbi Shimon Ami makdish asodik lehikdash el achor hamukav v'sedna shikma. He said, Rabbi Shimon disagrees with them, and he says that all those other things, when you makdish a field, you only makdish the field itself, and all these other things that we mentioned that are not included are not included. The only thing that's not included that is included is when you makdish the field, then it's assumed that you are matish these big trees. Even though when you sell it, these big trees are not included. That's because they're independent things. But lagavi hektish, they are taking the nutrients out of the field of hektish, and therefore they have the same status of hektish itself, and therefore we assume that they're included in this hektish.